The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I guess because they are common, rodents seem to get a bad name. At our zoo, for instance, we exhibit capybaras, the world's largest rodents. And no, they don't look like giant squirrels or rats. These rodents look much more like a larger version of their close relatives, guinea pigs, with their stub nose and no tail. They are basically as big as a person, weighing up to 80 kilos. And capybaras have a very interesting life history. These water-loving rodents need water to keep their dry skin moist and are found only in areas with abundant water sources. Some of their moist habitats include estuaries, marshes, riverbanks, and along streams in Central and South America. In fact, I'm planning to head down to the Pantanal in Brazil just so I can see these guys swimming at dawn and dusk, and with any luck, jaguars hunting them at night. Capybaras are social creatures. Get this, during the wet season, a group can contain about 40 members and up to 100 members during the dry season, all led by a dominant male. The capybara gets its common name from an Amazon tribe that calls them capiava, or masters of the grasses in their native language.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.